I'm not Yatha prayanti samyanti shrota vegena bhavaka samyujyante viyujyante tatakalena dehina. O king, as small particles of sand sometimes come together and are sometimes separated due to the force of the waves, the living entities who have accepted material bodies sometimes come together and are sometimes separated by the force of time. Commentary of Srila Prabhupada. Yatha prayanti samyanti shrota vegena bhavaka samyujyante viyujyante tatakalena dehina. O king, as small particles of sand sometimes come together and are sometimes separated due to the force of the waves, the living entities of accepted material bodies sometimes come together and are sometimes separated by the force of time.
Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamaya Tadati Svayam Antikam
Vajrakapatrubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyascha Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaitadatta Shivasi Gaura Bhaktivedanta Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. So King Chitraketu has just lost his son, who he had got with extreme difficulty. Yes, he had so many wives, many. None of them were giving a child. Then by some mystical process, one of them had a son. So, of course, he was very happy, and a particular wife, who was the mother of the child, was also particularly happy. But so many of the other wives were jealous and envious. And therefore they killed that child, they poisoned that child. And Chitraketu and the wife, the mother, they were just totally shocked and finished. It was just like... Well, so this is the result of material attachment. Some people are living quite poor existences. Like many of us as devotees, particularly those who are living as brahmacharis, sannyasis, we don't possess many things. When I joined the temple in England, we did not have any clothes of our own. No, nothing. There was a box. It was full of clothes. And every morning you go to the box and you look and you find one dhoti, one kurta. Yeah. And I remember the first or second or third morning living in the ashram. I was looking in the box, trying to find socks. I found one nice red sock. I was trying to find its brother. On shawl. I couldn't find him. So I was looking, and then I saw, oh, there's a blue sock. Okay. So then I had red sock and blue sock. And one other devotee came by. He had the other red sock. And I said, Prabhu, can we exchange so I can have two red socks? He got a little angry. Slightly angry. Prabhu, don't be materially attached. So that became the program, that it was considered to be like un-brahmachari-like if you had matching socks.
И вот у нас уже вошло в привычку, что мы не выглядели как брахмачари, если у нас были одинаковые носки.
Yes. So anyway, we live by material standards, a poor existence. We don't have many things of our own as such.
И вот с материальной точки зрения мы жили довольно бедно. У нас не было даже каких-то обычных вещей.
But still, we are alive, and we are happy.
Но тем не менее мы все еще живы, и в общем-то мы счастливы.
At least if we're nicely engaged in devotional service, we'll certainly be happy. But now, some rich, rich person, they have so much money and so many possessions. But suddenly there is financial crisis or something happens. And he loses everything. And he cannot tolerate being in that situation. So sometimes they commit suicide. So, but the devotee, in Brahmachari at least, is living that same existence with very, very little. But he's happy. Yes, so. It is because of the material attachment that this so-called material happiness and then material distress arise.
И это из-за материальной привязанности, так называемое материальное счастье и материальные страдания приходят.
So here now, Angira and Narada. Angira and Narada, they are trying, because Chitraketu is in that condition, they're trying to bring him to a more stable place.
И так как Читракету был в этом состоянии, Ангира и Нарада пытались его поднять на более стабильный уровень.
And so what are they doing at this point? Basically, they are preaching the same philosophy that we see in the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita.
И что же они делают? В основном они проповедуют ту же самую философию, которую мы находим во второй главе Бхагавад Гиты.
And in fact, we will see that in a little while that Chitraketu, through hearing this transcendental philosophy, he becomes stable and his emotions become settled. So, yes, this is the potency of transcendental knowledge. In Bhagavad Gita, you may know, Lord Krishna says, there is nothing as sublime and pure as transcendental knowledge. And one who realizes that transcendental knowledge becomes peaceful and happy within himself. In some places, like South Africa, where I'm based, we attend or we perform many funerals.
В некоторых местах, например, в Южной Африке, где я в основном живу, проходит очень много погребальных церемоний.
There are many, many devotees, and every now and then some devotee dies.
Там очень много преданных, и через какое-то время кто-то из преданных оставляет.
So then we, the devotees, go and do the entire funeral right up to when the body is cremated.
Преданные проводят полную погребальную церемонию до того момента, когда тело кремируется.
And of course also before the funeral, in between the death and the actual ceremony, we go to the family and we preach and we we read Bhagavad Gita second chapter to them.
И, конечно, после того, как выдали оставляя тело и нет, и до того момента, как проходит вот эта вот кремация, мы идем в семью этого человека, проповедуем и читаем вторую главу Бхагавад-гиты.
And oftentimes the devotee family, who someone they has just died, oftentimes they become completely calm and, you know, like in good consciousness by the time the funeral happens.
И в большинстве случаев, к тому времени, когда происходит непосредственное погребение или кремация, родственники этого человека, который оставил тело, становятся полностью умиротворенными посредством, ну, после чтения Бхагавад-гиты.
In Indian society, if your family member dies, and if you, at the funeral, do not cry a lot, it is considered to be, you know, not very good.
В индийском сообществе, если кто-то из семьи умирает и на погребении, на похоронах родственники не плачут, это считается очень неблагоприятным.
Interesting point.
Huh?
And some of them, they just go berserk completely. Anyway, but our devotees often, in these funerals, they're very calm and even sometimes they're happy. Not just because they're going to collect some inheritance. But because they're in transcendental consciousness. I remember one of our devotees, he's one of our leading devotees there. His wife died. So, yeah, she was only maybe 30 or 30, just early 30s. So, and there was a daughter who was only, I don't know, 5 or 6 years old. So then we went there, we did the whole funeral. At the end we had big kirtan. And this man, whose wife had died, he was dancing in the kirtan. Oh, he was just like really just dancing wildly. And some of the other relatives and friends and people, they thought, you know, what's wrong with him? So anyway, but this is the effect of transcendental knowledge. It's very, very amazing thing how, not just on an intellectual level, although it's also intellectual, but on the level of the heart, it really makes a change within the person.
Это очень удивительно, как не только на уровне разума, хотя, конечно, на уровне разума присутствует, но также на уровне сердца человек меняется.
So, yes, so therefore Krishna says, there is nothing so sublime and pure as transcendental knowledge.
Поэтому Кришна говорит, что нет ничего более возвышенного и чистого, чем трансцендентное знание.
And the devotee can experience that very quickly, just after having been involved in Krishna consciousness for a very short time.
И преданные могут ощутить это очень быстро, занимаясь преданным служением какое-то очень короткое время.
Hmm. So, and this is what is going to happen with King Chitraketu.
И вот то, что случится скоро.
So here, Srila Prabhupada, in the purport, is giving the classic explanation how we are not this body. Yes, when you become a devotee, you may forget how different your consciousness becomes compared to that of a materialist.
Когда вы становитесь преданными, иногда вы можете даже забыть, насколько изменилось ваше сознание по сравнению с материалистом.
Just I was recently in one town, and one devotee was sort of lamenting.
Я был недавно в одном городе, и один преданный горевал.
That, you know, I'm struggling in Krishna consciousness.
Говорил, что я страдаю в сознании Кришны.
And when I go on the street, I see these people walking around, you know, boys and girls arm in arm, and other people, they have a bottle of beer, and they have big smiles on their faces.
А когда я выхожу на улицу, я вижу, что люди прогуливаются туда-сюда. Мальчики и девочки, рука в руке, прогуливаются. Кто-то с бутылкой пива в руке. Я вижу, что они улыбаются.
And yeah, I feel angry. Why do I have to struggle like this? But look at them, they're happy. Why can't I be happy?
И я начинаю злиться, почему же мне приходится так сильно страдать, а эти люди там на улице, они счастливы, почему же они в этом счастливы?
So that evening we went out to a program in a hall.
И тем вечером мы пошли на программу в ДК.
As we drove out of the place, we passed these two young boys. I mean, early 20s. Each one had a bottle of beer in each hand.
Когда мы ехали на программу, мы проезжали мимо двух людей, им было около 20 лет, и у каждой руке по бутылке пива.
And they were smiling, laughing, joking or something with each other.
И они смеялись, улыбались, шутили друг с другом.
And this devotee was with us, and the devotee, you know, became a little disturbed.
Этот преданный был с нами в машине, и он почувствовал небольшое некоторое беспокойство.
We came back after the program a few hours later.
Через несколько часов мы уехали из программы.
Those two young boys were unconscious on the side of the road.
Эти два молодых человека лежали без сознания на обычной дороге.
There was a bus stop there. That they were lying on the benches, the seats.
Там была автобусная остановка, и вот они лежали на сиденье.
And they just looked, you know, they just looked pathetic.
И они выглядели очень жалко.
So then I made a joke with that devotee that, oh look, samadhi.
Я пошутил с тем преданным.
But really, the consciousness of the materialists is very different from that of the devotees. Just like we mentioned the other day, a few days ago, Michael Jackson died. You know, anyway. So he was a famous person and all that. And people were so much affected. People were going onto the internet, so many people, to see what happened to Michael Jackson. And most of the international internet collapsed.
И большинство международных интернет-сайтов закрылись.
Yeah, like the computers couldn't handle it. People just so much into this.
Компьютеры просто не выдерживают такого наплыва людей.
And anyway, so, but he is simply a bewildered, conditioned soul.
Но это просто заблуждающаяся, обусловленная душа.
So anyway, through transcendental knowledge and through chanting Hare Krishna, we get realization. Here Srila Prabhupada quotes the famous statement, we are not these bodies.
Здесь Srila Prabhupada приводит
These bodies are just vehicles. We are the drivers of the vehicle. And someone has a nice vehicle and someone has some not nice vehicle. But people identify the person in terms of the vehicle. You know, someone has Staraya Uazik Mashina. Krasivaya. And when people see him driving on the road in his Staraya Uazik Mashina, then people think, who is this crazy guy? Is he a communist? So anyway, when you're young, you get your first car. Some cheap car. Может быть, Moscovich or Staraya Lada. And so now you're driving in the street and everyone thinks you're stupid. Later you become a rich business person. Now you get big Mercedes-Benz. The same people who saw you in your old Lada and laughed at you, now the same people see you in your Mercedes-Benz and they think, oh, very good man. So, but you are the same person. It's just the vehicle has changed. So really, this is what is happening in material existence. That people are getting one body after another. But, and they're simply vehicles. Sometimes they're not very good vehicles, sometimes they are relatively better vehicles. But everyone is evaluating and judging and understanding you and themselves in terms of the vehicle. Yes, so this is like an epidemic on the material platform. Everyone is just totally overwhelmed with that disease. And the only real remedy, the only thing that can help them at all, is Krishna consciousness. Therefore, we have to be Krishna conscious and we have to distribute Krishna consciousness. Are you doing book distribution?
Yes.
Каждый день или иногда?
Every day. There's no other service.
Okay. Сколько книг? Каждый день.
From 15 to 25, 30.
Okay. Well, Shaya. This is a big book. When we were doing book distribution in England, we had a motto. Understand motto? Like a slogan. You understand motto? It's a slogan. Little saying which captures the mood. It's the motto.
Mm-hmm.
Devise. 100 a day, keeps Maya away.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you can think up something in Russian also. I don't know if you use your imagination. Of course, we are going out all day and every day, at least 6 days in a week. But yeah, we should try and distribute a lot of books. And we should try and distribute very nicely, so people, when they get a book, they're pleased and they feel happy. Oh, look, I got this nice book. But we must distribute them. Yeah. If the person goes home and thinks, I almost got a nice book, but I refused. It doesn't really, it's not so good. So somehow we must get the books out there, help people to get this transcendental knowledge. And then the same thing which is happening, going to happen to Chitraketu, will happen to them. Hare Krishna. Any comment or question? Yes, sir.
Гуру Махарадж, а вот в этом стихе говорится, да, что ну, души разлучаются, да, приводится пример вот этих частичек, которые встречаются вместе, разлучаются, да, и как бы вот, а как это ну, вот, относится к преданным, то есть, и когда, например, преданные внешне разлучаются, то есть как они могут продолжать духовные отношения?
Yeah, well, depends on the type of separation. But on the transcendental platform, the physical sort of geographical locations doesn't necessarily affect being together.
Географическое или физическое местоположение не влияет на внутреннее состояние ощущения того, что мы
видим. Yes, like Srila Prabhupada, he came to the West 1965, and his spiritual master had passed away in, what was it, January the 1st, 1936 or 7.
Как Шрила Прабхупада в 1965 году приехал на Запад, а его духовный учитель оставил этот мир в 1936 или 1937 году.
Right, so let's say 30 years before. But Prabhupada, sometimes Prabhupada would be asked, how are you able to do this on your own? And Prabhupada would say strongly, I am never alone. My spiritual master is always right next to me. So of course Srila Prabhupada is very advanced, very, very advanced, but still it is a natural spiritual principle.
Конечно, Шрила Прабхупада очень-очень возвышен, и тем не менее, это естественный, настоящий духовный принцип.
And if we accept the idea, at least, and really practice Krishna consciousness seriously, we'll also experience it.
Если мы принимаем эту идею серьезно, практикуем сознание Кришны, то мы всегда будем ощущать это.
And we will not experience those emotions like the materialistic people do when someone close to them dies or goes away somehow.
Материалисты, когда кто-то близкий, если для них умирает или уходит куда-то.
Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur prays. He reasons ill who thinks that Vaishnavas die when thou art living still in sound. The Vaishnava dies to live, and while living, tries to spread the holy names around.
Глупец тот, кто думает, что Вайшнав умирает. Вайшнав всегда живет в слуге. Он
живет. You don't know it.
The second part, the Vaishnav.
He reasons only thinks that Vaishnavs die when thou, you, art living still in sound. Okay. The Vaishnav dies to live.
Вайшнав умирает для того, чтобы продолжать жить и распространять.
And while living, tries to spread the holy name. Right, so it's a completely different experience for someone who's fixed in Krishna consciousness. Yeah. Not that there's no feeling of loss, but not that there's only a feeling of loss. Yeah. The connection remains internally on the level of the heart. And the relationship remains. I mean, if it's a transcendental relationship at least. And later we'll all be together. We'll have another ISKCON St. Petersburg in Goloka Vrindavan. We could have a Mr. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki. Yeah. Oh. Okay.
В процессе преданного служения увеличивается росток бхакти и одновременно растут анархии. Вот как избежать от того, чтобы анархия увеличилась?
Yes, well, anarthas grow because we do our activities of bhakti in wrong ways, which basically means with offenses. Yeah. So, you know, the first answer is stop committing offenses. Yeah. And then, you know, Lord Chaitanya and Chaitanya Charitamrita, he says, when you chant Hare Krishna, you are watering your bhakti lata, your devotional creeper. I am, but if you're chanting with offenses, then that offensive chanting is also watering your maya.
Но когда мы воспеваем с оскорблениями, то это оскорбительное воспевание также поливает майя.
So, you know, some of that water, which should be going to the devotional creeper, some of it is not going there. It is going to these weeds.
И вот часть этой воды, которая должна поливать росток преданного служения, не доходит до него и поливает вот эти сорняки.
But if we chant without offenses, then all the water goes to the devotional creeper, so it can really grow strongly. And the weeds get no water, so they just dry up and die. So then, of course, the question could be raised, how are we going to be strong enough, or how will we be able to avoid offenses? It's not so easy.
избавиться от оскорблений, потому что это не так-то просто.
So again, Lord Chaitanya says there, I think it's Adi Lila chapter 7, he says the way to protect yourself from offenses is you have to make a fence around your devotional people.
И Господь Читания говорит в Адилиле 7 главе, что как мы можем избежать оскорблений, мы должны поставить забор вокруг своего рака преданного служения.
And what does that mean? It means you have to surround yourself with pure devotees.
И это значит, что мы должны окружить себя чистыми преданными.
So therefore you have to stay in the brahmacharya ashram. Therefore payatamo. And you'll be surrounded by saintly devotees. So you never have to leave the brahmacharya ashram. By that I mean not that you never have to go outside the door. But you have to remain in terms of varnashram, in the brahmachari ashram, surrounded by nice devotees. Anyone else? Any words of wisdom, Srinathji? Пожалуйста.
Никакой мудрости.
Шрила Прабхупад ки. So Kakaya Vasha Programma сегодня. Хорошее место.
Так,